Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Ivan Lynch and Nancy Taylor from the Griswold School. Good morning to you, Nancy. We're going to start with you. How are you doing this morning?
I am fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's talk about this special program you're having for veterans coming up. And let's start with those basic, you know, when and where do we need to be?
Okay. We're going to have our Veterans Day program Sunday, November 11th at 2 p.m. at the Griswold Middle School High School Auditorium. I want to stress that this program is open to everyone, not just the veterans, everyone. It's a time to come and thank those veterans who are in attendance for everything that they have done for us, for serving our country and giving us the freedoms that we take for granted.
So good reminder that it is for the public. The veterans, you'd like to have as many veterans as possible, but hey, if we're going to recognize them, we all need to be there to give them a pat on the back, clap our hands, and be a part of this recognition program. Ivan, what's going to happen during the program?
Well, we have several things planned, but, you know, we have, of course, we always have a speaker, and this year we have Alan Cranston from Marney, Iowa, who's going to be our guest speaker. And just a little bit about him, he enlisted in the military on November the 11th. He enlisted in the Navy in 1956 at the age of 19, and then he retired in 1975.
So he was a long time. He was a career person.
Yes, uh-huh.
And had many different experiences, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, he's going to visit with us about the life in the military, and he plans to have a display of aircraft that models that were like what he used when he was in the military.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that will be interesting. So that will be there for people to see before and after the program?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And some musical selections, probably?
Well, we have, of course, the Star Spangled Banner, and we have the All-American Me and You, that and the flags that we fly, and that will be our fifth grade students that will be performing that.
And oh, fun!
England is in charge of that.
Fun. So you're involving, of course, students is a really important part of this. And Nancy, do you want to tell us how this all got started and how the students get involved?
Okay, we use elementary, middle school, high school. We use everyone. And the NHS will do the speaking parts. They will introduce the speaker. We have also on the program the service songs, where the jazz band each military song. And we have the middle school students come out with the flag as that song is played, with a sign. And then the veterans in the audience stand up when their song is played.
Great.
That's really, to me, a very emotional part.
Yes.
Because they stand up, they're so proud that they served and proud of the branch of service they were in. It's a very touching. So we, you know, besides the fifth grade singing, the middle school doing the part of the service songs, the NHS kids, you know, being involved in it, then we have, after the program, a dessert bar in the cafeteria.
Ah.
It's for everyone, too. It's a time to sit, enjoy some desserts that are being provided by the staff, and for fellowship, to visit with the veterans, and just, you know,
good time. Shake their hand. You might get a story or ask about a story, something they'd like to share with you.
Exactly. Last weekend I was in the city, and as I was walking out of the store, there was a military man sitting there. You could tell he had on the cap, he had on a jacket, and I looked at him and I said to him, which is kind of something I wish I would do more often. I looked at him, didn't know who he was, and I said, I'd like to tell you Happy Veterans Day a little bit in advance and thank you for what you've done. And he kind of looked at me. I think it shocked him that I said that to somebody I didn't know. But afterwards, I really thought, you know what, I really should do that more.
Yes, every opportunity we get, not just on Veterans Day.
Exactly. Something special we're doing this year. We're doing a table of honor ceremony, and it'll be the table set for a place setting for each person of or branch of the service, and then the NH kids will tell what on that table, you know, what the white tablecloth means, the red rose, the yellow ribbon. So we're kind of looking forward to that. I think that will be another kind of emotional part.
Nancy, you've mentioned NHS several times. What does NHS stand for?
National Honor Society.
Okay, thank you. We sometimes get caught up in those abbreviations. And
we do.
Yeah.
So you should know them.
Yes. Ivan, how are the students react? You've been doing this for a couple of years now.
We've been doing quite a few years. I think probably around maybe 20 years, you know, that we've had a day program on Veterans Day, and we've done something special at the school, you know, and we try to have it on Veterans Day, you know, to have that. So we try to come up with different themes, you know, for different years and a different type program so that we're not presenting the same thing over and over.
Because you'd like those same veterans to come back in addition to new veterans or veterans maybe that haven't felt like, I think sometimes veterans go, oh, well, you know, if I'm from Atlantic, maybe I shouldn't go to Griswold, or if I'm from Red Oak, maybe I shouldn't go to Griswold. But there's no boundaries here, right?
That's right. We have people coming from quite a little distance.
Greenfield,
and Nebraska.
Wow.
So we have had quite a few.
Something I will say while we're talking about the veterans is we have a database. And right now we have 266 veterans, or if the veteran has passed away, we send a special invite to the spouse of the veteran. So every year we have the veterans sign in, and we add the ones that we, you know, new ones, and every year we have new veterans attend this. And so we send a special postcard to the veterans, and, you know, because we are honoring them.
Right.
So it's... unfortunately, it's sad every year when we look through, and we are losing the World War veterans.
Absolutely. Those World War II veterans.
Yeah.
Pretty high rate. Yeah. It's interesting this year, or I guess fortunate, it actually Veterans Day is on Sunday, the day that you're holding this.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that maybe more people can come on Sunday that might not on another day during the week. So that's great, and I think it's supposed to be pretty nice weather, get people out there. So... all those folks are invited.
Yes, well, they are.
And we've been very fortunate to have a good attendance, you know, at our Veterans Day program. We, you know, have an auditorium that seats around 300 people, and it's usually full. And so, you know, that makes us feel better.
Mm-hmm, Ivan, how did all this get started? You say you've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Well,
I'm sure you were in on when that all started. You were there at the Griswold School.
Yes, we thought we hadn't done enough for veterans and giving emphasis for Veterans Day and that type of thing. And so faculty and volunteers and the entire school participates in the program. And so it just kind of got started by wanting to recognize, and then there's a few people that, you know, got together and say, we can do this.
Let's do this and let's do this, and all those ideas come together. So that's really great. So any other details that either one of you would like to add in here? You said it starts at 2, right, Nancy?
Yes, it does. I think we've kind of hit the highlight.
Okay.
Alan Cranston is going to speak on Monday to our students.
Oh, good.
You know, he will be speaking to the junior high and then to the our middle school, and then to the high school.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
those history book, those history book pages are pretty dry when you have somebody live there that brings that all to life a little more.
Yeah. Yes, it
does. That's great. Yeah. Okay. So Nancy, again, remind us date, time, place.
November 11th at 2 p.m. at the Griswold Middle School High School Auditorium. And after the program, we have the dessert bar for refreshments and fellowship. And this is invited to anybody that's listening to this, no matter where you are. You know, we'd love to see the house full. And we always have a classroom where we use for our overflow with the video.
Okay.
So, you know.
You're prepared.
We are prepared.
All right, great. Well, we want to thank you both, Ivan Lynch and Nancy Taylor, for reminding us of about the program and maybe reminding us that we do need to say thank you to our veterans wherever we are.
Yes. I do want to say real quick, the other person that helped Ivan and myself is Denise Martison, and right now she's in class.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't talk to you, but it does take everyone, the
sure.
board, administration, the students, the staff, to put this on, and, you know, we really appreciate all their help and willingness to do this.
Good teamwork there.
The students and the staff, you know, they very graciously bring the dessert.
Yep. Very good.
But, you know, as a volunteer, that's just really very good.
That teamwork that makes it happen. Well, thank you again, both of you, and to Denise and all the others who are involved with this. And until next time, here's a thought. Freedom is never free.
Definitely.